This is RNIB Connect Radio, and all this week we have been discussing Remember a Charity Week. With us now is the director of the campaign, that's Rob Cope. Lovely to have you here, Rob.
Thank you. Thanks for inviting me. Yeah, lovely to be here.
Yeah, and you know, it's a really nice time for us to get together because we're just coming to the end of Remember a Charity Week. Looking back, you know, what's your feelings on this year's event?
Yeah, this is for Remember a Charity. It's a bit like Christmas for us, a Christmas day, Christmas week. You know, Remember a Charity's work raising the awareness of the importance of gifts in wills carries on all year, but actually this week is a great week because we see all the charities coming together. It's the power of them all coming together. Obviously, we have, you know, kind of one of our founding members, RNIB, who've been a long standing supporter of just, you know, having that conversation about the opportunity, you know, about the amazing thing you can do around gifts and wills. But I've loved the whole week. You know, we kick-started the week with Len Goodman. He was on TV on the Monday. Then on Tuesday, he did loads of interviews across the country. And, you know, for me, one of the great things is seeing all sizes of charities, the big charities, but also the small charities. And perhaps for many charities, first time they've ever talked to their supporters about gifts and wills. And you know, I love seeing that. And I love being able to see charities have the confidence to have the conversation, but then more importantly, then you see the kind of light bulb moment when they have the conversations with their supporters, perhaps they've been supporting their charity for years, and they think, oh, do you know what? I didn't realise I could do that. It's a brilliant thing to see. And I really enjoy this week for that.
Yeah, I understand that. And I think it's a really interesting time as well, because, of course, as is in the news, as we've been talking about now for almost 2 years, is this pandemic, which we've all been living through, which I guess in some ways for many charities perhaps makes it more difficult to be open and have that honest conversation with their supporters about the needs that charities have to continue.
Yeah, it's a really good point. And actually, at the start of the pandemic, we go back to March last year, March 2020. You know, a lot of charities were saying, I can't talk to my supporters about legacies. And for many of those charities, you know, they rely on the gifts in those wills. So that was a really important area of, you know, continuing their work. It's not about the charity. It's never about the charity. It's about the charity's work. I think that's a really important point. But throughout the pandemic, we've seen a lot of charities, you know, obviously really struggle. We see a huge demand, spiking demand. You know, if you think about particularly, you know, if you think about people who are, you know, having to isolate, think about my family, they're having to, you know, some of those were having to isolate. And it's a really, really tough time. And for many charities, their services were needed more than ever before. But also, of course, it was a very difficult time for some charities in particular to feel like they were able to have that conversation with their supporters. So you've kind of got this perfect storm of charities' demands of services going up and up and up. They felt like, you know, lots of other areas of fundraising they couldn't continue, for example, sponsored runs, sponsored walks, sponsored swims and everything else in between. They couldn't do any of that. And they wanted to be able to continue to have that conversation around legacy. So it's been a really interesting and challenging time. But that's why this week is such a celebration, Remember Charity Week, because we're seeing charities, again, regaining their confidence around having that conversation.
But do you think the flip side to all of this is that actually people see the value in charities more as a result of, say, the pandemic, where people realise the work that they do? It's been more notable for many people who use the services of a charity. They know the services and the work they do is invaluable. But it's trying to get that message out to people who don't engage with charities, who don't know. And perhaps in some way, the pandemic has been a positive to, and we have to try and pull positives, don't we, out of all these scenarios in our lives. And this particular one, I wonder if the positive is that people recognise the value of charity.
Definitely. Absolutely. You're so right about that. I mean, I think certainly, you know, we've all had those moments of reflection where we've been, you know, because we've been forced to stay at home over the pandemic, we've reflected about the things and the people that are important to us and the causes that are important to us. And I know, you know, Remember Charity, we had those conversations last year about how do we continue to talk about, you know, legacy giving. Then that's the challenge, you know, is it appropriate? Do you do it? Well, the amazing thing we found actually was when we started to tell the stories of the charities and the charities' work during the pandemic, you know, that they were going even further to support people who were in real need. You know, if you think about challenges around homelessness, about disability, you know, some of these people in real, real desperate need, and that charities were having to find new ways to support the people they care about. And as a result of that, I think it was definitely a moment of reflection for the supporters to realize that actually, you know, where would we be without these charities? Where would we be in terms of them supporting their families, you know, particularly when they're miles away, hundreds of miles away, and charities might be stepping in and supporting their family who the family couldn't reach. And all these things that we see, that it was an incredible moment. And we've, you know, we've never seen interest like it, to be honest. We've never seen, you know, we've never seen numbers of, in terms of people coming to our website, you know, showing their support in the way we have since the pandemic. And I think it's because we're an amazingly charitable nation. And we've realized that charities are the fabric of our society and we need them. They're propping us up. And that's why, you know, legacies are so important, because gifts and wills mean that that work can continue.
So the takeaway, and you've already alluded to this, is that the work is not one week a year. It's every day of the year. And the work to inform people about legacies is indeed part of Remember a Charity Week. But it's the action on all of us now to go away and think about this and see what we can do as a society to support charity and to do that through wills and legacies.
Yeah, definitely. And I think absolutely. And I think, you know, there's been no doubt that the last 18 months have been incredibly tough for everyone, whether you were directly or indirectly affected by COVID. It's affected everyone. But I think there's a really positive thing that's come out of it, if it can be, which is that we have, for most of us, we have reassessed about the things that are important in our own lives. And we've also realised the importance of charities as part of that. And I think, you know, the takeaway message really is around the fact that when we're thinking about what's important to us and are thinking about planning for our future, you know, having a will, making sure that those loved ones are taken care of, protecting them, you know, your family, your nearest and dearest, and then leaving a little bit to your favourite charities. You know, that little bit to your favourite charities can make a massive difference. And we've seen how gifts and wills have helped charities like R&B, you know, weather the storm, but continue. It's not about the charity. It's about the people that rely on that charity, and that, you know, R&B were there for those people during that pandemic and continue to be. And that's why gifts and wills are so powerful. They're an amazing thing. And a small amount in someone's will makes a huge difference. And it's not just about now. It can make a difference for generations to come. And I think that's, you know, such a powerful reflection.
Rob Cope, great to talk to you. Congratulations on another hugely successful week, and roll on next year.
Thank you.